And welcome back. George Norrie back with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. The website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take your calls this hour. And a couple emails that have come in, Randy, for people who can't call. And one, it has to do with Parkinson's disease. They think that they have the beginning stages. What do you recommend supplementation-wise?
Of course, start with that brain and heart pack. That's going to have its brain and heart. So when it comes to the brain, when somebody has Parkinson's, you know, a form of dementia, we want to look at things like cholesterol levels. That's very important. I like to look at blood work. And if the cholesterol levels are low, we want to get that up. We want to work on their circulatory system. I-26 is fantastic to get cholesterol levels up. A lot of times when somebody has Parkinson's, they lose their appetite and they're on prescription drugs that are supposed to slow it down. I've never seen a prescription drug ever in any dementia actually slow it down. And so I have a lot of these clients that come to me and it just takes a focus and we can pull them out. What are some of the things that I use? I-26 because the cholesterol. Cholesterol is one of the most important defense mechanisms that we actually have, that the body has. You know,
it can get too low, can it?
It can get too low. And if it gets too low, there is a point of really no return. If it gets really low, if it gets somewhere around 120 to 140, there is a high probability that there's even cancer growing in the body.
Oh,
and
geez.
if they can't get out of that, if they're not willing to eat, then you got to put it in for them to have a chance. But the government's system used to say back in the day that 222 was a perfect cholesterol level. And today, guess what? It still is a perfect cholesterol level, but we want that number as high as the sky to infinity and beyond. So I take I-26. I would have all of my dementia clients, that would be on my list for them. It's called I-26, and it's a hyperimmune egg. They feed these hens an incredible diet, high in mineral content, etc. And then when they lay these eggs, they're laying what they call hyperimmune. So it's just super beneficial to the body, and it is cholesterol. So it's just straight. They have it in a cookie form. They have it in a powder form.
And capsules.
Which you can,
and capsules.
And capsules. And you can put that in any drink, and you'd never taste it. It doesn't taste bad, but it is the yolk of an egg. And what people don't understand, the egg does have to be, if you're just eating a lot of eggs, it needs to be in a certain form. If you hard boil the egg, you'll see a blue or purple line around the yolk of the egg. And that was the cholesterol and you killed it. So you want to make sure that you softly cook that egg. I eat a raw egg a day, every day.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm just drinking it down. I disguise it in smoothies.
Oh, you mash it in, right?
I do. The I-26 is one of the things, the brain and heart for sure. And you want one brain and heart pack for every 100 pounds of body weight. So if kind of my cutoff would be is if they're about 149 to 50 and they've got Parkinson's, I'd go with two of those. And they have something called a mega pack. The mega pack is actually my favorite. You can basically get that one time, and they throw a couple extra goodies in that one. So I like the mega pack. They're going to get the selenium, the minerals, the EFAs, which are critical to the brain. And then I would throw in things like the circulatory support. That's a tincture. And sometimes people take that one in a way I wouldn't. Basically, that tincture, you put it underneath the tongue and you let it absorb directly into the bloodstream. It's in an alcohol base, not like alcohol like you're drinking when you go to the bar. It's not necessarily fun. And but it does take it straight to the bloodstream. So in that matter, I like it. That right. one is, let's yeah.
Go to the phones. Wildcard line, Lowell is with us in Ohio. Hello, Lowell. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
I recently lost my gallbladder to a surgeon. And my dilemma is I'm worried about getting Parkinson's.
Okay. So did they tell you that there was something that you had to take for life when your gallbladder was removed?
No.
Okay. For life, you have to take the ultimate enzyme because you've lost the body part that actually had a job and it was a very important. And they, why did you lose it? Did they tell you that you had stones or something like that?
Oh, no, it was just inflamed and I was in bad pain.
So the fluids get funky, and what keeps them on track, which is why I take these enzymes 10 to 15 minutes prior to every single meal, it gets the fluids back on track and then they're not funky anymore. It's kind of a funny way to say it. But, you know, these enzymes, they absorb into the bloodstream. They're very helpful in dissolving blood clots. They have amazing, amazing effects on the body. So that is something that needs to be in your protocol for life, ultimate enzymes. And then as far as the thing, you think you might have Parkinson's or you think it's down the road.
I recently heard there was a report that mostly older men that get Parkinson's has lost their gallbladder.
I see. So, you know, then you do the things you got to be proactive, brain and heart pack, circulatory support. We have certain things for the brain that I really love, something called Synaptive, SynaptiV.
I like that.
I would add
too.
That.
That's great.
Yeah. Love that. I wouldn't take more than two a day, but one is sufficient. But if I know I have a lot of work to do in a day, I'll space them out and I might take a couple. And it keeps my brain just like it's connecting all the synapses. So everything is, it's kind of like the natural version of an Adderall. There's no side effect to this. If you take too many, you're going to be, you know, kind of buzzed up a little bit. It kind of can give you anxiety if you do too many. That's why I stick with one or two. That's fantastic.
My daughter had a friend, 27-year-old girl, had her gallbladder removed. 27.
See, they say these stones, you know, they can never go away on their own. We have to do surgery. But if you take those enzymes, it melts them down like a hot knife through butter. Do you know what the remedy is if you get stung by a jellyfish?
I have no idea. Never been stung by one.
Urine will melt it down like a hot knife through butter. If you've ever seen it, I've seen the most horrendous sting that you could ever imagine would send somebody to the emergency room. Gone in minutes to seconds. And the enzymes have that same effect.
They pour that right on there.
Yep.
I love it. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Dr. Randy?
Hey, Randy. Maria in New Mexico, she wants to know what the number one natural is to help rebuild cartilage.
Okay, so there's several things. You want me to narrow it to one. I would say out of the list.
What about glucogel?
That's my favorite. That's the one I was going to go to. So they actually have it in a liquid. That's called glucogel plus. And then they have the capsules. So I don't play around. You could put that on spoonfuls and take it. I believe, you know, if I had something where it needed to be replaced, I'd probably be taking like 18 of those a day. There's no side effect. It's just super healthy.
What's the difference between type 1 and 2 diabetes?
Well, type 1, they're going to say that you're insulin resistant. So what basically happens where, let's just say a 50-year-old man is diagnosed as a type 1, which is impossible. They are skipping. Okay, let's say he's been a type 2 and he wasn't reacting.
Which means what?
Type 2, just he has a pancreas issue. That's probably the main thing. And there's some dysfunction there. It's also deficiency. The human body needs chromium and vanadium and things like cinnamon. And some people, you know, just have breaks in the body and they're going to become a diabetic faster. So it could be that they're eating a lot of sugar. And by the way, that falls in the category of other marks of concern on the body, because I can see a diabetic just by looking at their neck. Imagine that.
Really? What do you look for?
I look for just crazy lines. There's like a jigsaw puzzle on the neck. So, and it's always, you know, in a certain location. So I can see, so if there's a doctor and he says, well, you know, you're pre-diabetic, I know what to look for and I can tell him ahead of time. Or if I see that ahead of time, I'll ask him, have you ever had a doctor tell you that you have diabetes? Have you ever had your blood sugar levels checked? And they're like, no, no. And so I'm seeing that well in advance. So when we feed the deficiency, type 2 is reversed. Now, type 1 is typically the metformin didn't work for some reason. And usually that reason is they're eating a grain. It could be wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, or buckwheat.
Or pasta. And when that,
yeah, but that was probably a wheat pasta. So when we eat those things, they go down through our digestive tract like a wrecking ball. And by the time they make it to the small intestine, where we're supposed to have trillions of grass-like structures called villi, they get mowed down. They get killed off. Thank God they grow back if you stop. So if you are a type 2 and then all of a sudden you're diagnosed as a type 1, if you were taking the metformin or whatever drug you were prescribed, that's not absorbing because you don't have villi. So when you don't have villi, you will absorb less than 2%, if at all, any nutrient or any prescription. It'll just slide right through.
Wasn't the architect of the human body a genius?
He really was.
I mean, it's truly remarkable. Back to the calls. West of the Rockies, Tom on the big island of Hawaii. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, George. And I've been listening to you from when I was a cop on the beat in Waikoloa back in 2003, and your subject was about time travel.
Thank you for serving.
So I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and I was so that's really fast in my background, and then we'll fast forward to now. So I was exposed to all sorts of toxins. I'm on the burn pit registry, along with many, many other veterans. But I've always been able to keep my health pretty much in check because I'm an exercise fanatic and just extreme exercise. And that's from being in the military, too. But so fast forward 35 years, and I had a Lucanar infarction, that's a stroke, deep in my head on Labor Day. And but throughout my life, I've had issues with on my left leg with varicose veins. And you mentioned earlier, I heard you speaking to someone about the circulatory system. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm always hydrated. Be hydrated is very, very important for your brain. However, the day I had my stroke when I was working in my yard, I wasn't hydrated. And I believe that may have been one of the causes, but along with the veins. And then, if you have some sort of a mediation for that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
I do. So when you have an issue like that, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, headaches, they are, you know, we don't die from hemorrhoids. We don't die from varicose veins. But when they're up close to the brain, we can die from those. It's pretty serious. So when you're seeing the other signs, those are warning signals that we have to pay attention to. Most people don't. So basically the blood is pushing, trying to get through. Just imagine this varicose vein. And that's the pounding. That's the pounding we get in our heads, why it hurts. And there's some sort of blockage in there. And on the other side of that blockage, it's becoming dried out and brittle. And then eventually one day that's going to snap. So you want to take specific nutrients for that. Brain and Heart Pack, number one, that's going to have the EFA in there that helps to keep all of our veins, capillaries, blood vessels nice and soft, nice and smooth. So we have that. The selenium is key in there. Hugely beneficial. Second, I would add niacin plus. Okay. That's going to dilate all the veins, capillaries, and blood vessels so that the blood can flow through and around whatever these blockages are, and it will help to break it down. So it just kind of dumps that dirt or trash right there in the bloodstream. So number three, you want Ultimate Daily Classic, because those are like a broom and a dustpan. The Ultimate Daily Classic will also pick up that trash and it will clean it out through the bloodstream. I have had people that have come to me with two and three strokes. One in particular that comes to mind, an oil guy, he owned five oil rigs, had multiple houses, everything you could imagine, but his health. And when he sent me the pictures, it took every ounce of strength to, and I didn't tell him to walk outside, but he walked outside to take the pictures and he looked like walking death. 3 months later, you would not believe how great he looked. And to this day, he says, Dr. Shannon, you gave me my life back. And the thing is we just did what was needed to clean up his body's systems. There were several other things. I did an analysis on him. So, you know, he had a lot of things going on. But those were the main things for, you know, what you're talking about. It's also very much needed for the heart, for what you have going on in your veins. We need that blood to be flowing nicely. You know, our ancestors used to have very thin blood. They didn't have all the trash that we eat in this country. With, you know, you pick up something and it's got 50 different ingredients. It's insane. So, you know, when it comes to eating, you also want to cut out all of the oils. And you know, people in the audience right now are going, well, what about coconut? Well, what about olive? Well, they're all rotten and rancid. So the answer is still no. If you plan on cutting that coconut open and making the oil yourself and eating that within an hour, great, do it. Lots of benefits. But the old ones, nothing in a bottle on a store shelf, never.
So you're not an olive oil fan?
No.
Interesting.
And, you know, they said even over in the Mediterranean that, well, you know, they all eat it. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. And there was a study done, and there's a group called the Sardinians. And the Sardinians don't eat it at all. And so they didn't have heart disease. And when they put the study out, it was false. And they talked about how the Mediterranean has this Mediterranean diet, et cetera. And in reality, they were taking the numbers from the Sardinians who didn't eat that oil at all and said, look, they all eat this oil and look, they don't have any heart disease. So it was a false study that was put out and it took off into a mega empire Mediterranean diet.
We're going to take a quick break with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com and take final calls when we come back. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, things you heard her say, but you didn't have a chance to write it down, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, Dr. Randy Shannon with us, and let's go to final calls. Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California to get us started. Hi, Tom.
Hi, George. Thank you for accepting my call, and I want to thank you and Tom Danheiser for the terrific work that you do.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Week.
Very kind of you.
Yes. And, And Dr. Randy, welcome to Coast to Coast.
And thank you.
Welcome to Critical Health. I have a
thank
comment and then a question. And my comment is concerning what I see all around me in the professional world, which is an addiction to painkillers, pharmaceutical opiates, and beyond. And I call in, I'm on longevity, by the way, and I want to add to what you were saying earlier. I used to have migraines all the time, and then when I got on longevity, mysteriously the migraines disappeared. But I've known at least six women, professional women, who have died, overdosed, on pharmaceutical opiates, and whether it's Vicodin or OxyContin or ketamine is now becoming a popular, you know, drug, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I tell everybody that I know who is using these painkillers, please investigate longevity and Critical Health News. And, you know, get on a good diet, you know, Dr. Wallach's diet of the essential foods and supplements. But as one woman told me, she said, Thomas, you know, taking an aspirin doesn't work for getting rid of the pain. For many people, it's not just physiological pain, it's psychological pain. And I'm noticing it among people who are upper middle class, you know, high income professionals. And and again, in memory of the six women that I know who have overdosed, I was wondering if you, besides longevity, if you could recommend a best practices for handling pain, and both physiological pain and psychological pain. And thank you, Dr. Randy, for the information you're bringing to Coast. I appreciate it. The audience appreciates it.
Thank you. It's absolutely tragic about your friends, and definitely didn't need to happen. And, you know, whenever somebody goes on a prescription like a painkiller, a lot of times the doctors don't tell them that it's going to clog them up. Their bowels are really going to just become a nightmare. They'll go 6, 7, 8 days without a bowel movement, which is also toxic. So, you know, nutrients are number one, because that's what you're putting in the body. But there's other modalities that can be very beneficial, acupuncture, chiropractors. But at the end of the day, you've got to get the inflammation down. So when I have somebody who's in incredible pain, again, brain and heart pack, but I also go with a product called Permeric, P-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. Permeric is a really nice high dose of turmeric and curcumin, and a few other things are in there. That will work on inflammation. You know, we have other things like CM cream that you can rub on the skin. So sometimes people will say, well, that's not powerful for this pain that I'm dealing with. So I say add certain things to it. You know, we don't have to take it at face value. We can add peppermint oil, which kind of, you know, the feeling I get from peppermint oil, I love it. So it'll just kind of mask that pain. Clove oil, we have an essential clove oil, very clean, and it'll make that area warm. So I really like that as well. And gosh, they have so many more medicinal values. I can't even get into it here. But those are a couple of things, couple modalities there for you, for future friends. But again, my goal with clients is to always get the client off of the painkillers. So we have to heal the body. This person's been in pain for a long time. It's going to be a few more months. And so that's why we say, just give us 90 days. It doesn't mean it is going to be fully gone in that time, but wow, it will be reduced significantly. You know, I have people that come to me and say, I've got this pain. And 2 months later, when we're talking again, or 30 days later, they say, wow, I didn't even notice it. I totally forgot I had it. So you have to nutrify the body. And if you're not doing that, that pain is not going to go away. And they're going to be on that drug potentially for life, because then they become addicted.
We're with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com talking about your health. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, and you call anytime, today, tomorrow, whenever. Tom has a final text and tweet for you. Randy, what do you have, Tommy?
Randy, this is from Kelly in Tennessee. She wants to know, how does she know what to start with and how much to take by beginning to take naturals?
Okay, easy. So for every 100 pounds of body weight, you want at least one brain and heart pack. Start there and add to that the HGH amino complex, because we have to have, Dr. Wallach has said this forever, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids every single day, unless, even if we're a couch potato. So if we're active at all, if you go to the gym, you've sweated that all out in about 45 minutes, whatever your body didn't store, because it will store excessive selenium and different things to call upon it later. But you have to have that every day. So when somebody was on earlier and they said they worked out a lot and that's why they're healthy, well, you know, a lot of athletes die young, and that's been statistically proven. So you can work out and work out and work out. What's your reserve? Where are you pulling from? You have to put the nutrients in. So at the very least, a brain and heart pack and the HGH amino complex, those are the absolute necessities. And then if there's issues on top of that, then we have to address that individually.
Let's go over to Florida. Wildcard line, Maria's with us. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
Good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is because my husband has a molar that was found to have an infection. And the choice that he has is to either remove the molar or a root canal. But a few years ago, we used to attend gatherings of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and they always look down on this idea of root canals. So my question is, what would Dr. Shannon recommend for something like that, other than
okay.
The thing that we're talking about?
And Randy, I got to tell you, at 2 years of pre-denti, I would also say he needs to do a hydrogen peroxide wash.
Definitely agree with you on that. Okay, personally, I'm going to do everything I can to not pull the molar, and 1,000%, I would never do a root canal. Never. There's too many studies that have come out that people that did get that got cancer later. So no way am I touching that.
Of the mouth?
Yes. So then I would be brushing my teeth with, I would do a concoction. Now, I realize I said earlier, no oils, but I would get an organic expeller pressed. So hard, not oil in a bottle, liquefied. I would get the harder one and I would keep it in a refrigerator, and I would use that just for brushing the teeth. Now, that's going to help break away from all the fluoride, get that out of the diet completely. And then if you don't just let it settle down and you don't kill it off, you may have to consider removing the molar, but I would still do a few other things. We have a colloidal silver that I would be putting in that area every single day, 3 times a day. Now, I have to be careful here. This is in my experience and my opinion, because there's entities that are very much against that. But I happen to love colloidal silver for any kind of infection. You can put it underneath of the tongue on the right and left side. It'll absorb in very quickly. And I would also just kind of hold it in the mouth over that molar. Also, for infections, I love Killer Biotic. It's a grouping of mushrooms. Longevity has this. You can get it through George Norrie's program. Call up. They'll set you up. I wouldn't personally take less than 6 of those per day. I would space them out, maybe 2, 2, 2, breakfast, lunch, dinner. That would be me personally. So run with those and see what works best for you.
You should also do some flossing around those infected gums.
You know what? I don't love flossing. I do, however, like Waterpik.
I've got them all.
There you go.
Got them all. I almost became a dentist, Randy.
I can, if I have time, I'll tell a story real quick about that, or I can save it for the next show.
We'll just save it for the next show.
Okay.
Any relation to the late baseball player from the Cardinals, Mike Shannon?
No, no.
He was a great guy. Let's take a few more quick calls. Let's go to Terry in New York. Terry, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, hi there. Belated happy birthday to you, George, and your mother.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. My wife is 5 years into Alzheimer's dementia, and she's having anxiety and stress problems. So what would be the best thing to do for her anxiety and stress?
How much does she weigh?
Let me see. She's probably about 110 pounds, 5 feet tall.
Is she on the brain and heart pack?
No. We're on a limited budget, and we don't have funds for that. I'm sorry.
And also, Randy, address the amino acid L-theanine.
Okay. Number one, for her anxiety and stress, I would take the D-stress, D-S-T-R-E-S-S. Okay. That, I'm telling you, I've had people suicidal on the cliff, ready to go over the edge, and that brings it right down. Okay.
And it's natural.
It's natural. So, in our amino acids, I believe the L-theanine is in there. It's a naturally occurring amino acid, and it totally reduces anxiety and stress. So you can add in the HGH amino complex, but super powerful is going to be that de-stress for that anxiety. And then when you can get the brain and heart pack, very critical. And since it's Alzheimer's, you want to get her egg count up. So have her eating eggs, salt them, and then salt them some more. And then the I-26. So write those things down, get them as you can.
And
because those are critical.
If you missed anything, Terry, call this number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of it like that. They're taking notes on everything that Dr. Shannon has said tonight, and you can just write it down. We have a lot of people who are truck drivers, Randy, that don't have time to write these down, but they call the next day, and they get all the information.
There you go. Amazing.
Time for one more quick call. Let's go to Don in Alberta, Canada. Welcome to the show. Don, we've got a minute for you. Go for it.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi there.
You were talking about being able to look at somebody and figure out what's wrong with them. You were talking specifically about the tongue. There's a practice called Chinese Shotei. The guy was Terry Bell. He's since passed. He was really good. He could, within 15 minutes, he could tell you all everything that was wrong with you, but when I walk up to somebody, I can immediately tell, like, whether their stomach's inflamed, whether they're short on magnesium, kidneys are backed up. But the biggest problem I have is for people that I know, and I try to coach them, they don't follow instructions, or sometimes they will, and then they get better, and then they get back into the medical system, and the medical system kills them. So my question is how do you connect with people to get them to follow the instructions of what they need to take and how they need to do it?
30 seconds, Randy. Go for it.
When they're my client, we actually meet every 30 days. So they resend me the photos every 30 days. So we're constantly in touch. And they have my personal cell phone, so we're always in dialogue. There's no end to it.
Randy, welcome aboard the CriticalHealthNews.com team. We look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. And thank you to all the audience and listeners, and drive safe to the truckers.
Dr. Randy Shannon, she's going to be a great hit and great, great information. Up next, the Salem witch trials. They happened a long time ago, but why?